Well, hello again, Mike O'Connor, Sex and Podcasting. Kind of a windy day here at the Wamedy Farm, so if you hear funny stuff in the background, it's just the wind. We're having a pretty neat spring day down here. It's nice and rainy, so lots of chance to do some podcasting. I thought today I'd talk about money. I'm sure I'm going to talk about it a lot. But it's amazing how fast the conversation about podcasting has turned to money from all different kinds of perspectives. But, you know, the internet boom that I was a part of put a whole lot of new words in my vocabulary, like monetizing things and what's the value proposition and what's the business model and what's the exit strategy and all that good stuff. And just like everything else, the cycle is moving a lot faster with podcasting. Already there are a whole bunch of podcasts on the air, and clearly people are having a great time thinking about how they're going to turn that into money. I don't think that I will ever turn this into money, partly because I don't really need to, but partly because that's not why I do it. You know, the reason that I think that it will be hard for most people who do podcasting to actually make a living at it is the same reason that most musicians don't make music, make money doing their music. There are a lot of us. We're all pretty good at it. There really isn't a need for 4,000 or 5,000world-class, super revenue-producing podcasters, just like there aren't the need for more than about 20 or 30 super-duper guitar players or something like that. There will be all sorts of people, I think, who like musicians and other artists, weavers and, you know, you name it. We'll do it because this is what we do. We do our art. And if a few people enjoy it and see it the same way we do, great. And if a lot of people enjoy it and you make a living at it, well, that's fantastic. But I don't think that you should start out doing podcasting for money. And those of you who are really looking to make money in the podcasting space, I have a tip for you. The way to make money in podcasting right now is essentially to sell blue jeans to the pioneers, figure out a way that you can sell something to the podcasters, bandwidth or tools or publicity or aggregation or whatever. Make your value proposition, to stick that word in there, compelling for podcasters, and you'll make a bunch of dough. Make your proposition compelling for people who want to do advertising, and you'll make a lot of money. But I think the act of podcasting doesn't make money. And I think that's great, because finally we get away from the pressure that was always on community radio stations, which was, how do we feed the beast? How do we keep the station on the air? One of the nice things about podcasting is it's at least one, maybe two orders of magnitude cheaper to do everything. It's cheaper to put a studio together. It's cheaper to put it on the air. It's essentially free to do all of the stuff that used to cost a lot of money, like editing suites and tape recorders and all that kind of stuff. Basically, as I've been saying over and over again, if you've got the equipment to listen to this podcast, you've got the equipment to make one. And you're probably real close to being able to put those podcasts up on a site for nothing. So don't let money get in the way. And what that's going to mean is that there's going to be way more than the 5, 10, 15, whatever thousand there are now of us pretty soon. And most of us will do it because we love it and not because we want to make a dime at it. And I think that's fantastic. Those of you who are selling us tools, here's a tip. It's already pretty easy to do this. And I think about what we did back in community radio. We had to train people how to do radio. We had to teach them in the very early days enough so that they could go in and get an FCC third-class license. We had to teach them how to do mixing, run a complicated mixing board, take transmitter readings, all kinds of stuff that's way more complicated than this podcasting. And we trained all kinds of just ordinary folks to do it, and they did fine. So if you're thinking that you're going to make a pile of money selling us tools, I don't think so. I think you're chasing a dream there. Others of you are gonna, you know, aggregate us. Aggregating is a big term these days, and you know, I'm sure that will happen, but I wouldn't count on making a bunch of dough there either, because you know, there's stuff on this internet gizmo that have caught, that I think it's gonna catch on. You know, things like Google. I don't know if you've heard of Google, but yeah, you know, even guys like me from, you know, the middle of nowhere in Wisconsin, we're thinking that's an idea that's going to catch on. And so as a result, I don't think you aggregators are going to make a ton of money either. Now, clearly there will be, quote, mainstream podcasting. And I think the people that will dominate that are the people that dominate broadcast media today. That's fine. The nice thing about podcasting is that now the rest of us can flow right around all that. We don't have to. Essentially, one of the big problems in radio, especially non-commercial radio, is that most of the good radio never gets heard because there isn't time to play it. Well, now all the radio in the world can be played and heard essentially for free. So there you go. No need for money. I love that. I thought I'd dedicate a little OJ's tune to this. This is one we always played when we were doing pledge raps and all that good stuff. Dedicated to all of us who don't need money anymore doing podcasts. Well, at this point in these shows, I went on to play a tune of some sort, but I've let the license to play those tunes expire. So I had to edit them out. And the other thing is that these shows are in mothballs now. I kind of ran out of stuff to say about community podcasting, so I've moved on to GeezerCast, which gives me a lot more room to maneuver. GeezerCast is a podcast to my unborn grandchildren, and if you're liking these, you might like those too. You can join me over there at geezercast.com. Anyway, that wraps this show up. I hope you enjoyed it, and I'll see you the next time.